B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 7-6 day today, so we're celebrating all things Sixers. And the president of the Sixers, who is an absolute, what a terrific, terrific staff he's got, he's put together. They are wonderful down there. Chris Heck joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Chris!
Anthony.
Happy 7-6 day,
breath,
baby.
Anthony. I'm out of breath. I'm hustling. I wouldn't miss an opportunity to be on your show for anything. So thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? Thanks for taking a couple minutes. We appreciate it. First of all, happy 7-6 day. What a day to celebrate this great franchise. And I just think about how far you've come from when you guys took over to where we are now.
Yeah, I think, listen, this is the weirdest time that any of us could have ever imagined. But, we think Philadelphia makes lemonade out of lemons. So we want to deliver to the fans like they've delivered to us over the last many years. And I think it's a real opportunity for us to have some fun while the weather's nice and be outdoors. Of course, distance, but we're going to do some really cool stuff and some cool things that are very kid-centric all the way up to our season ticket member base and the general fan. Basketball's back, Anthony. We're here.
Yes, yes! It's going to be incredible. Every day from noon till midnight, wall-to-wall hoop.
I love the schedule. I mean, we all love March Madness, and we get a little bit of that in July and August, and it's hopefully we have a nice run that goes all the way through October, but it is a real treat to be able to play again, so we're very grateful.
Yeah, I'm so excited, and again, we've said this before, built for 16, this team has it, and we spent all day, think about the interest, all day long today, we've been talking about, all right, what's Brett's rotation? Do you start?
Right.
Yeah, Al. Do you start? Like, I want to start Matisse. Some people want to start Shake. It's such a great thing that we can discuss in depth the rotation of going into this restart.
Yeah, you know, and I'm excited to see what other guys that may have had ups and downs during the year, like how they respond. I mean, in many ways, this is a newer, better season for a team that had a lot of nagging injuries. We had a lot of inconsistency with lineups because of that. And wow, we got 8 games and then it's like, it's for real. So it's for real in the playoffs. And I think that, we have a lot more depth than any of us recognize because we had so many injuries this past year.
Yes. And I'm curious, I love Al. And Horford would not make excuse, but that knee was really bothering him. I'm curious, how does Al respond? Because I expect Al to be a much more effective player.
Well, there's a couple things I know about Al Horford. Number one, from his early days at Florida, the guy stepped up in the postseason. And when he was in Boston, he certainly stepped up in the postseason. So we have high hopes for Al to be following suit this playoffs this summer.
I agree, brother. I think this is going to be so much fun. You got to do me a favor. When you have a plan, all right, I want you to come.
In the bubble, by the way, Anthony. I know you wanted.
I do. I asked.
Not can, but we can't do it.
I asked Chris Tunis. I was begging Chris to be in the bubble. I still want to. So if there's any way I can go to, I'd be.
You never know. Maybe the bubble will open up if we make the run. You know.
Right, and I'm hoping maybe I'll be Scotty Rigo's assistant. You know what I'm saying? So
Rigo didn't make the bubble. He's taking a knee on this one because he's got a bunch of babies and kids at home. So
that's right, the baby.
Yeah, so he'll be working from afar.
Oh, man, if Scotty's, that's amazing. I'll do Scotty's job, all right? I'm in. I'll be the assistant to Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, we got 37 people with 17 of them being basketball players. And I think it's like it's almost like how race car drivers, like, they all have the same car essentially. So, like, I think it's a real benefit to us that it's all controlled. And the more our guys can actually be control the results, the more optimistic I get.
Oh, man, I'm getting optimistic, too. I'm getting optimistic, Chris. It's going to happen. Do me a favor.
We're going to do some fun stuff.
All right, when you know about your fun stuff, hit us on the show. Let us know. We'll bring it out to all the people about it, okay?
Yeah, we will be active in the marketplace, certainly leading up to August 1st. And I am telling you right now, get ready for some of the things we're planning by the playoffs, because we won't disappoint, I promise you.
You know, I want to do like a watch party, social distancing, on the beach down the shore.
We may even have a bigger idea than that. So stay tuned.
All right, I'm in. Just count me in for everything, all right?
You are in. I got, now that I have a reserved spot for you.
All right, great. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Brother, listen, be safe, and God bless the family, and then we'll talk soon when you're ready to announce all this stuff.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear from Legler, because, I mean, let's see if what kind of love he gives the Sixers.
Well, he's always
a good Philly guy.
Yes, he is, and he gives the Sixers a lot of love.
On a national scale.
That's right. He will. I promise. He's coming up next, so we'll listen to him. Thanks,
awesome.
Brother.
He's great.
You're the best, man.
Thanks for everything.
See you, buddy. Chris Heck on the Comcast Business Hotline, Sixer President.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.